Module B. Focus on listening. Exercise 3. You will hear the head teacher of an English primary school talking about the school to a group of parents and visitors. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. In the exam, you would have 20 seconds to look at the questions. Pause the recording for 20 seconds now. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning, everyone. And as the head teacher of Cranley Hill Primary School, I'm very happy to welcome you to our open day. Today the school is open not just to parents of our pupils, but also to anyone else interested in seeing the school. I'll start by telling you about the school, and after that you can walk round and see it for yourselves. We take most of our pupils from the two nearby villages of Seabourne and Millthorpe. These were once coal mining villages. There have been coal mines here since the 1830s. When the school was originally established, way back in 1899, almost every child's father worked in the mines. However, the coal mines were closed in 1983, and many people left the area as a result. Nowadays, most of the remaining inhabitants tend to commute to work in the city rather than working locally. At present, the number of students on our rolls is just 90, compared to almost 200 in 1985, due to the decline in the population of the mining villages. And the staff see this as a big bonus because we know each student personally. The school is very involved in the local community, and we are especially proud of our status as Great Britain's first school to be entirely powered by wind energy. This project began several years ago when it was decided that a wind power turbine should be installed in the school field. This now supplies the school with all the electricity we need, and there is also power left over for the villages nearby, the opposite situation to that in the past when it was the villages which supplied the school with power in the form of coal from the mines. The project has been of enormous benefit to the school in other ways as well. It has allowed exciting learning opportunities about electricity generation, and the turbine has also inspired poetry, art, and even our own song. It also allows teachers to introduce global issues such as carbon dioxide emissions and global warming to the students. I feel it may be irresponsible to burden young children with worries about global issues which are insoluble, but by actually using wind power as a non-polluting, renewable source of energy, instead of using fossil fuels such as oil or gas, we are offering practical solutions to our pupils in their own environment. The school is also extremely involved in other environmental issues. In the last few years, we've developed our school field into what we now call our secret garden, which you will have a chance to explore shortly. Here, the pupils have their own organic vegetable patch, and another special feature of the school is that the vegetables grown here are used in the school kitchens for school lunches, with any extra ones being taken home by the children to share with the community.